ScottSJWellfire.com. A quick news brief. We're calling this the Chicken Holocaust. I wanted to take a look at how many chickens have been culled by full year from 2022 through 2024. So in 2022, they culled 16.23%. 2023, they culled close to 10%. 2024, 6.15%. So when you actually take a look at the weighted average of chickens culled within those 3 years, it's basically 10.64% of the food supply. And you need to think about replacement costs. So over 10% of the chickens have been culled. And I'm going to tell you something. I wonder if this number is light. I didn't include 2025, but there's an interesting article from Los Angeles Times. Killing 166 million birds hasn't helped poultry farmers stop H5N1. Now, here's where this is such a wicked playbook, is it goes after your pets, humans, if it crosses over, right? We've covered some of those stories with a very, very high death rate, supposedly, that's been reported. It goes, obviously, after the chicken industry. It goes after your eggs, cattle, the pork industry, anything that breathes. I made a comment on Telegram. I wonder when they're going to say the bird flu has crossed over to fish. That's how much of a wicked story this is, my friends. It's wicked. And I bet they're going to have a solution, some sort of chemical, some sort of toxic chemical and or poison poke that will defile eggs. They know that eggs from chickens that are free range basically is God's perfect food. They need to control the food supply. Control the food supply, kill the people. We've covered the articles in the UK where they're talking about registering your chickens. Registration before confiscation. Registration before culling. And I highly suggest you take a look at the next Plandemic to Control Livestock, End of Food Freedom, Final Days Report 320 at sjwellfire.com. Now, I'm going to end this with Fauci and the boys talking about gain of function with H5N1. This is a plan, my friends. This is evil. Make sure you subscribe. God bless.
Studies done by two NIH, NIAID-funded investigators, Ryan Fouché and Yoshi Kawayoka, in which H5N1, a strain from Indonesia and a strain from Vietnam, were altered in a gain of function, either by direct mutation or by reassortment. By passage in ferrets, the mammal model for this virus, for humans, there was an increase, in fact, in a development of aerosol transmissibility.
The current wave we're in started in early 2021. It's actually a product of gain of function research out of the USDA Poultry Research Center. It's a milder strain, but it's spread from chickens to migratory waterfowl like mallard ducks. So it's reinfecting the farms over and over again. It's gotten into cattle.
The real biosecurity threat that these university labs are doing these bio experiments that are intentionally modifying viruses and bird flu, where they are teaching these viruses how to be more infectious for humans.
Currently, at least three mRNA bird flu injections being developed. And the most concerning one is by Arcturus Therapeutics in the United States. They're currently running a trial funded in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're testing this self-amplifying replicon bird flu, and they call it a pandemic injection. I'm not sure how they know that there'll be a pandemic.